openly. I don't know if they have done too much during...
Through advertisements in the paper, or how did they...
Yes, they were published, the list, just to give your name to be used there. Was a big intention, of course, with the campaign makers, among them, the leader of Helsinki.
You helped recruit the name.
Helsinki election district, you know. Now we'll have next January, a presidential election, either directly with more than 50% of all vote, or indirectly through electors which are elected same time. They have two papers, one white for president and one brown for elector.
Two different ballots, one cast.
Yes, yes. And the campaigns are partly opened, partly expected, and there is big demand, bigger than supply of intellectuals to support these different candidates. And it's told that there will be a lack of intellectuals. The intellectuals will get end before all of the campaigns are open. But it was this example made by Koivisto's electors and campaign makers which made it visibly useful to have big names of arts community backing someone in politics which respect is going down, which is an international phenomenon, I think. The legislation, what I have tried to describe, is made late 60s, and this administration has its elements of autonomy. It has worked about 20 years now. And its reputation is rather good. The Finnish model was measured and compared in a conference which was called Eurocult.
Eurocult.
My time will be over before I can read this. It was 1972 and organized by UNESCO. UNESCO was powerful that time. United States was a member of it, and England was participant of it. Both have left it nowadays, but that time Finland as for system, not knowledge of the money, was some kind of model pupil among those European UNESCO nations or countries or states, because they got the image that there are both elements, autonomy and administration. Results are anyway good in that meaning that artists of neighboring countries are rather envious towards us. Swedish artists, because the Finnish have almost guaranteed continuing stipends and more than for existence minimum. Russians for the freedom and influence of independent unions and other artistical communities and cultural bodies. Then I had something of history to be described here. First state prize for the writer, for an artist, especially for a writer, was delivered 1863, the same year modern political life began in Finland. The diet, for estate diet, was gathered and certain laws and conclusions made. This prize was given by Finland's autonomous Finland's government, so-called Senate, which was headed formerly by Russian general governor general, but practically vice president was a Finn, just a head of Senate, practically. And the money of that prize was quite high. It was same as yearly salary for university, Helsinki University head librarian, and without taxes. Also the librarians got their salaries without taxes that time. No matter, anyway, it was something. Then we have had these prizes continuously, and quite significant private money until we got this state system, but also state system with so-called pensions, actually stipends, and all that, but not a carrying system reaching practically everybody like we have now. Before the war, and on the 40s and 50s, one way to finance your writing for a writer, for example, was just marry a teacher. Just marry a teacher. Or then, if not succeeded in this field, then to become a teacher himself, to begin to teach, or to begin writing journalism, as I did. Or become librarian. Librarian was a very, very good office also for those. Then we did this, what we did, but before that we had a 20 years period with Academy of Finland, which was a body of immortals, having 10 researchers, great men, and 5 artists, great men.
Does Finland still have an academy in this sense then?
No, we have not. It was put down by Kekkonen.
Kekkonen?
And
that late?
Yes, 68, and instead of academy, we got academy included also so-called academy awards for artists. They were instead of those stipends of today, and instead of these immortals, immortal members of academy, we now have mortal artist professors. One here. I'll get my salary from the 1st of April, but I am appointed by the president already now. And this, why it's president and why it's called professor, is just that the majority of legislation wanted to preserve something of that former academy. And this is the title and so on. The way of nomination. Practically, they are for 5 years only. 2 of them are for lifetime. But the significance of the salary is practically less than that of an untaxated stipend, because from salary you must pay your taxes. Now, I'm quite pleased with that, but I know that it was no politics by President Koivisto, because I have been his elector, because the better writers already have their lifetime stipends, which mean more. That's why I am professor, and I like the title. I love the title. When
it means it something will in Europe, be, yeah.
Yes, this is so old-fashioned I am. Member of Academy is a title also continuously very seldom used. Arts Council, headed by me, tried to give it to Väinö Linna, most famous Finnish writer of today, the author of Unknown Warrior and so on. He refused, he declined to take it, but when the Central Committee for Research and Science, including his history and this humanistic sciences, when it offered to give that title to Linna, he accepted it. He wanted to be a historian instead of artist. His significance, his life work, his career, all of his career was to explain the difficult, heavy years of our history, to give new light on them. The scientific community originally opposed his views, but accepted them quite rapidly. He is highly, highly respected as an interpreter of our past. Such much, I am sorry, I took your time. I was afraid that I can't. I have nothing to tell you, but maybe I have too much.
Yes.
We take questions. This is, of course, an informal part of the talk as well, and people have to go to classes, sort of get up and leave at times at various phases. But I'll certainly take questions from anywhere. I have a lot, but I can talk to Arvo separately. So, you want
to? In Denmark, there's a considerable difference in the support of the Royal Theater in Copenhagen and theaters elsewhere. It's out of balance. Is this the case in Finland, that the Kappa Theater in the capital gets much more support than in Tampere or other places?
Yes, mainly the thing is the same. We have National Theater in Helsinki, and it's practically all state money is financed. Incomes of tickets, of course. Then the state has other theaters or like theaters, National Opera in Helsinki, without Helsinki city. Then we have Swedish theater, which is Swedish National Theater, partly paid by city money, corresponding that Finnish for Helsinki City Theater, partly by the state, corresponding that for National Theatre. Then we have so-called workers' theatre in Tampere, which is practically state theatre. For traditions, it carries the name, and the ruling body for, governing body for that is formated by workers' organizations in Tampere. But the money comes nowadays from the state. There must be a state theater also outside Helsinki. Then those theaters, mainly municipal, communal, in cities of 30,000 people, 20,000 people or more, they are supported by state. And it varies. It varies. Where the need is bigger, they get proportionally more, especially in northern Finland and in the in vast population, harvaan asutut. Yes, you know, their population is small, but
I see a couple of questions back there. A woman, you had your hand up. Did you have a question? All right, yeah, I thought someone was going. Go ahead.
Can the political color of the government, if it changes fairly drastically, affect the running of the Arts Council? And could there be a conflict between the leader of the Arts Council from the previous government and the leader of the new government, to the point where there is
I would answer not, because the speciality for Finland of today is consensus, which means that all of the parties are about like, about similar, and no bigger changes if governmental parties go to opposition and vice versa, and opposition party comes to government. The tradition is, as for arts, quite powerful, and this usage with consensus is now practiced more than 20 years with fine results. Finland has become most Western European, most Americanized from those of those countries, and as for techniques and economic growth, a Japan of Europe. Yes, and it reflects also on the fields of arts. That means that mainly the voice of arts community is listened and not used a strong ruling power or politics on that field. No risks.
There was a question over here. Someone, and you had a question?
I was wondering if there is any consensus on how one can administer a culture in such a way as to get better culture than another place. As an amateur, I would say that Finnish design just strikes me as being better than any other place, even in Scandinavia. Are there thoughts about how you've done it?
Yes, do you have industrial designers? Is this one of the nine that's supported?
Yes, design is there. Even architecture is there.
But industrial the industrial designers have a category?
Yes, there is at least one, maybe two with lifetime stipends.
Hmm.
And then more for five and three and so on. No architect for lifetime, because it's better to be an architect. You will get better money.
Why should you bother?
Yes, they just want the number of 1 year stipends increased, because they need also refreshing and recreating Sabbath year. And that is for to get a stipend. It includes that you can't be in service of somebody. You are not allowed to get a monthly salary from somewhere. But instead of that, you might earn with your artistical work so much as you can. One exception is the actors and theater directors. They seem to need 1 year now and then, and they'll get it. They'll get it, despite they usually get monthly salary from through the year, undepending on season.
Henry, you have a question?
What proportion of the arts community, numbers of members, get the stipends? And a related question, you said the applications, the demand was greater than supply. How's the decision?
Come on, Arvo, take us into a meeting. There must have been conflicts, there must be debates in those meetings. Arvo, who's good, who's bad?
If you ask,
why?
If you ask an artist who doesn't got it,
right.
He'll say that the majority of the applications are just made in vain. It's only a bureaucracy and so on. But if you ask Eva Johanpelto, who has had a stipend all the time the system had been going on, practicized the system. She has been also artist professor for 5 years period. If you ask her, she'll answer that each to show, who is able to show real results of art products will get it. It's a problem for the youngest beginners, but the library money and 1 year stipends also help there.
Mm.
Yes. And then one detail might interest you: there is no control no control how you have used the stipend. It's enough that you just answer for the question, I have worked. It's much if you can give a list of your works concerning this period. It's so independent, so free, so liberal a system. The only body or only element which might to see that critically is just arts community. If you don't make anything, if you are not able to produce, to create, next time you will not get it. Everything must be shown beforehand. You must give an image of you that you are creative, talented, and that you are in power. It's also, otherwise you are shown the door for the Library Foundation money for sick and mad. For pipit ja pöpit in Finnish.
But it's true, there are either two ways to respond then, to try to understand the system. One is to say that there is a kind of an abstract standard of excellence in art that everyone will recognize, that a bureaucrat would recognize. That someone sitting on a commission would recognize. And in fact, is to this standard that applicants for stipends are held. The other way to see it is that in fact what happens is that the arts community itself, as a community of people, a political community with its own internal values and so forth, it then acts as a selecting mechanism for the bureaucracy. But then the question becomes, what determines the feeling of the arts community and its standards?
Yes.
And are those somehow different from others?
The commissions between autonomy and administration, the commissions, they consist of artists or critics or experts on that field. Also the Central Commission or the Arts Council, as I said. We use different terms for Western societies and for Eastern societies.
Mm.
For Eastern, it's Central Committee.
Central
Commission. Yes, there is a continuous debate concerning the very nature of those commissions. There always are displeased people here to criticize the system government appoints the commissions which are here in between. And always criticism by the commissions against the government, and individual artists against government, against the system, and against consensus. It's very typical for a writer with lifetime stipend weekly to write criticism against consensus, which is just built for to kill each creative element in the nation and by an individual. And painters to write or speak the same. I wrote here something, there might be also composers with lifetime stipend to say it, to write it, to compose it and sing it. Criticism against the state and especially against themselves. Consensus which fruits he enjoys every day. Consensus in gambling.
Consensus in gambling, that's right. There seems to be a way...
Consensus is a controversial term.
That's right. The Finnish system seems to take dissent, protest, and sort of contradiction and sort
of
encompass them all.
Contradiction, yes.
Entire system.
Yes, yes.
By hand, as it feeds.
As it feeds, right, by hand, as it feeds. That's right. Did I see a hand up down there?
I'm curious why private funding has increased. Is there, is that politically...
I didn't quite get you.
Why has there been, is there more money from private companies and banks for supporting cultural events?
Yes, how it is possible.
Why is there more? Why suddenly is there more?
Why?
Why? In other words, you spoke about the jazz festival being financed by banks as a new development. Why this growth? Is it because Finland, because the banks are sort of reaching a Medici phase where they must be important, interested in culture now?
It is sales promotion and public relations.
Is there a tax benefit? Pay less?
Yes, that's a very good question. Really, really it is. A company might reduce the money from
what's it's
that?
Taxable.
Yes. But practically, I must explain that the companies are very, very lowly taxated. Mm. Their income, the yearly income, profit, is a formal thing. You can manipulate it so that you don't, as a company, pay any taxes. But this is also right given to an individual. If I give million marks to some categorized or authorized arts association or arts body, I'll reduce that concerning the taxation. We have a special committee, a regular committee in the Ministry of Education and Culture to make list of those associations and maybe they are companies and so on, which have this right to get money so that its effect on taxation is what you asked. That I mean with authorization of the bodies to get it. And it has been a good thing for arts, and also that is practiced not more than 20 years. All these reforms were made late 60s with Kekkonen as president and I as a member of parliament.
Still seems to me it would be fascinating at some point to read it or to get some accounts of the lobbying that you suggest goes on among different groups of artists and writers and sculptors lobbying parliamentarians for increases in their categories, because there you would get the rhetoric legitimating and justifying a particular art form, and you could follow changes in that over time. It would be most interesting. Let me expend another 8% of my Finnish vocabulary and say kiitos to you, Arvo Salo, and thank you very much for talking to us for this first talk. And we have a third phase if somebody wants to come down and engage in a smaller conversation. We could also do that today as well. And so forth. Otherwise, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.